This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure. You know, he was also asked on Scott Van Pelt about the Dawgs being underdogs. Pardon the pun. Mm. Mike and I were saying this. Think back. When's the last time you went, oh, they're going on the road and they're an underdog? It doesn't happen. Whether it's been Ole Miss, Miss State, Tennessee over the last few years, Mike, it's rare, but that is the situation going into this game. Here's how Kirby answered that.
We really haven't talked about it much because, you know, I don't think that lasts so long in a game. It doesn't last the whole four quarters. So sometimes it's extra motivation, and our guys have talked about it a little bit. But right. It's not a position that we've been in a lot, but it's one that you can take advantage of or you can do something about it.
We talked a lot about Carson Beck and his comments about, you know, keeping his confidence in his head right, which is cool that he's forthcoming with that information, and maybe that's a new age way of approaching these games. But back, you and I were joking off the air that back in the day, nobody would say anything like that. You worried about Carson Beck handling his water?
I am.
In Texas?
Not that he doesn't have the ability, but it's like with anything, right? If you start talking to yourself privately in your head about whether you're able to accomplish something or whether you need to work on something, like, it's in your conscious, Mike. It's in your subconscious that you start thinking about these things. And I'll read the quote for you again. Carson Beck was talking about, you know, needing to be calmer in these moments. He says, I do a good job of staying level-headed, which I think he does. He says, but I also think it's really important at my position and in my position, especially when things are going bad, that, you know, there have been some things I've been working on, and I've been trying to be more positive and show more energy and enthusiasm and show more confidence in the guys around me when we do well, and, you know, instilling positive energy into them.
I mean, not to sound like a Weisenheimer, it's kind of like your job as a quarterback being the leader of the team, if not just the offense. So I know that there's different players plugging in on the offensive line, but still, you know who these guys are.
You know who they are.
And you're kind of setting the tone. So, again, not trying to turn this thing into a federal case, but it's kind of a little bit of an eyebrow raiser when we heard that earlier. You know, the truth is, Carson Beck is going to be a top 10 NFL pick if he keeps throwing like he is. And they have not played the Longhorns, even though they are the number one defense, and statistically they're killing it. Michigan couldn't do what Georgia can do. Oklahoma certainly couldn't do it with another quarterback after the starter got benched. And I think if you come out, even though the game plan is a little bit like what Alabama seemed like it was, Carl, maybe this is the right game plan, to come out throwing, and if it becomes a shooting match, I just still feel Trevor Etienne's got to have a role to play in this game on Saturday night.
So I think there's a two-headed monster here. One, you just heard Kirby on Scott Van Pelt talk about he's worried about the offensive line, this guy in, that guy out. The other part of that is you can't run the ball effectively if you've got starters consistently missing from your offensive line. Georgia is averaging 134 yards, guys. That's 92nd in the country in rushing yards. That's not going to get it done. And so then you say, all right, well, what about, you know, Georgia scoring? Because they're scoring a lot of points. They are, 33 a game. Texas is scoring 43 a game, 10 more. So what gives?
Right.
Is Georgia going to go in and be able to slow down this Texas offense or vice versa? And so I feel like you. I feel like to take some of that pressure off of Carson, who you don't want him throwing the ball 58 times in this game if you don't have to. You have to try to run it. But the problem is the O-line, and that's why Kirby alluded to it. A few years ago, guys, when they were to do whatever they wanted with Stetson Bennett, they didn't have these issues. That unit was solid, and more importantly, they had played together for a long time. That is Texas now. Calvin Banks, left tackle for Texas, pro, Mike. He'll be a first-round draft pick. Jake Majors, their center, they've all played together 3 years. Cameron Williams, he plays right tackle. These guys are the names you'll hear tomorrow when they're moving the football, and you're going to be like, damn, these boys are doing something. That is why Kirby's concerned about being up front on both sides of the ball.
And Tate Ratledge, you know, is he going to be able to play? Mike Kell Williams on the other side. You know, that's what, when you look at Texas, you just laid out the roster. That's what Georgia had the last couple of years. The continuity. All the guys that went, you know, what they did in the NFL doesn't matter. No. What they're not doing, who cares? But the point was they were considered good enough to be all top 10 picks, and all those guys have not been replaced. Strength of schedule, though, getting back to the passing game and what Georgia brings, no one else at Texas played. Texas' strength of schedule right now stands at 13th in the country.
Yeah.
Georgia, the number one most difficult strength of schedule.
It is. And this is why, even with two losses, if in fact that happens, we still think they're going to be in the college football playoff. The problem becomes, and this is something we've talked a little bit about, and I know people don't want to hear this, it's not about the college football playoff. It is, what is your path to get to the SEC championship if you lose this weekend? Because for Kirby to get back to Atlanta, then now you start talking about these two losses. Okay, so they're in the playoff. Well, you don't get a first-round bye unless you're a top-four seed, which means you have to win the conference. Well, with two losses, you're not probably playing in that game. And then, Mike, if you are, what, 9, 10, 11, 12? Not saying the Dawgs will be that. You're talking about road games.
I still think I think the SEC is going to get 4. I think the Big Ten is going to get 4, and I think that
it's not the number; it's where you're at.
But I'm saying they're going to look. If you lose 2, you're going on the road. Unless everybody else in the conference, if Alabama loses to Tennessee,
losing this
all
weekend.
Of a sudden, now Ole Miss has already lost 2. You don't feel as worried about Ole Miss. You know, you still have like the Florida game. That'll be maybe tougher than it should be because Florida's shown some resiliency under Napier. Played Tennessee tight last week, but still, I think the name brands are going to win. The College Football Playoff Committee, if Georgia loses but loses respectively to Texas, it keeps it within a touchdown like the Bama game, they're going to be in. They'll be in. But they can't lose another game.
Well, that's the issue.
Two. But I just told you, they're not going to lose to Ole Miss at home. They're not going to lose to Tennessee at home. I don't think so. Although Tennessee looked very – but their game plan against Arkansas punched them in the mouth.
They did.
Made their – you know, if I'm honest, their offense looked very pedestrian.
They did. It was a dangerous spot for Tennessee. I need to see how Tennessee plays against Alabama. I'm not predicting Georgia's going to lose three games. What I'm telling you is two L's are not going to allow you to play in the SEC championship game.
No.
That's what I'm telling you. And if that happens, then the path to where you're going to be in these rankings, and we don't know what that's going to look like until the end of the month, this should be a very good game. But going in, again, it sounds like Georgia a few years ago. And we were like, they're only giving up 6 points a game. That's Texas. Oh, they're not letting people throw the ball for over 200 yards. That's Texas. Right now, that's what Carson Beck is facing. If he plays well, and I said this, Mike, he's got to play great because I think they need that performance from him.
There's only three undefeated teams right now in the SEC. They are Texas, A&M, Texas, and LSU. So when I know that LSU, they did lose to USC, but that doesn't matter. We're talking about the conference and the championship. So right now, Georgia at 3-1. The Tennessee Vols at 2-1. Bama at 2-1. You said this earlier. I heard you on Steakhouse today with your buy and sell. And certainly the Texas A&M game, Texas getting better and better under Coach Elko. You know, I mean, they do have good players because Jimbo, Saban told you, they bought and paid for those guys. And some did stick around.
That's true.
But A&M and that Texas game could be monumental at the end of the season.
Yeah, and I think A&M's a playoff team. I mean, I know it sounds crazy because everybody always puts the hype around them and then they cave or fold like a cheap suit. But I do think they're a potential playoff team. That's going to be their Super Bowl. Those two teams haven't played in a very long time. Everybody wanted the rivalry to be rekindled. But here's Kirby. I want you to hear one more thing because, Mike, you mentioned this. And I think, speaking of the steakhouse, Sandra was telling me today that, there were folks on a Southwest flight headed to Austin. And they're, the flight attendants were all dressed up. Everybody was all about heading to Austin. And Kirby was asked about that as well, about the fan base being excited to travel to Austin this weekend.
They're loving it. I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of people, being a Georgia alum, reach out and talk about how pumped they are to go to Austin for the first time. A lot of them are probably going to be broke because of how much they had to pay for it, but they're excited. They're excited.
That's great. He's right. It's an expensive trip.
Yeah.
But again, most people who are dog fans did not go in 1958 the last time they traveled to Austin.
No, I'm going to guess they didn't. They may have gone to the Sugar Bowl when it was still Tom Herman,
83,
who beat them. And again,
in 18, yes.
The joke with the SEC is when you don't play for the championship, well, you don't care about the bowl game. Nick Saban started that. Bama fans started that when they lost to Utah in the Sugar Bowl back in the day. But still, Texas, their defense, we know, you just laid out the roster. If Georgia can execute, if Carson Beck can handle his water, and here's the thing, if you get into a shooting match, as much as I want to see them run the ball, you just touched on it. Maybe Georgia just has to play finesse because they just don't have the horses to play power football and have that balance which Georgia fans are used to seeing on the offensive side.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. You can text us. Let us know how you're feeling about this. We got a great poll question up about your confidence in Carson Beck. And by the way, it's bigger than Beck. When guys say to me, and I think Blake hit me back and was like, I'm more concerned about our O-line. Well, that affects Blake's play. If you can't protect
him. In his face.
Yeah. If you can't do that, then that's going to affect his play. So he's got to be composed, Mike. And by the way, he's also got to build guys up and show more energy and enthusiasm, which are his own words, when his guys are making plays.
Why would you say that? I mean, it's one thing if Kirby's calling out, I'm looking for more leadership, you know, from – yeah, it's kind of part and parcel of being the quarterback on a top 10 team, but he did bring it up. Trevor Etienne, by the way, averaging 5.3 yards. So even though the offensive line has been dealing with injuries, Etienne is still averaging more than 5 yards a tote. So give him the rock. See where it goes.
See what happens.
Come out to Austin. We'll have a few laughs. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, there's still a way to run the friggin' football in this game.
But the problem is, Mike, three of their games, they've only averaged 4 yards a carry. That's the issue. This is not 6.9 yards or 7 yards.
Well, how about some
imagination
from Bobo and getting the ball in ETN's hands, whether it's screens or wheel routes, things like that, just because he is a hell of a playmaker.
He is.
You know, they hyped him like one. I mean, he shouldn't be an also-ran.
I agree, man. Hey, a reminder, as we're at Twin Peaks today, Monday we're going to be out.
In Kennesaw.
Yes, Kennesaw location today. But Monday, Buffalo Wild Wings, guys, we're going to be at the perimeter location, 2 to 7. Come on out and hang out with us. It's going to be a fun day. We got a Monday night doubleheader, first and foremost. And the Bucks game is big for us because we just saw the Saints, hi Saints fans, lose last night. Bucks again, I know it's AFC, NFC, but Mike, we talk about this division. I think it's us and the Bucks right now.
Yeah, and hopefully, either way, on short week turnaround, the Ravens soften up the Bucks for us. You know, a physical game, the Buccaneers beating up on those dudes. We've already known that Mike Evans is dealing with an injury. Godwin has sort of emerged as a bigger piece since the Saints game. And then the doubleheader, it's the Chargers and the Cardinals. Mm. And Marvin Harrison looks like there's a bunch of big-name wide receivers for fantasy owners that are going to be game-time decisions. Marvin Harrison is one of those guys coming off the concussion protocol.
Buffalo Wild Wings has your six-pack with two entrees, two sides, two drinks for $19.99. Happy hour 3 to 6, guys. This is Monday. We're going to be giving away a Kyle Pitts autographed jersey on site. Come through and meet your favorite game personalities as well. So we'd love to see you guys on Monday. Real quick, Georgia Tech without their starting quarterback.
Yeah, Haynes King is a no-go. And we were just talking about that off the air. And I just, you know, I know that you've had a backup who has experience, at least starting two games for Georgia Tech 2 years ago. But, man, Notre Dame coming in and all the hype of being there at the Mercedes-Benz for Tech fans with the roof open on Saturday. Roof will be open Sunday as well. But Pyron will start. And Haynes King is out. It's listed as an upper body injury for a Notre Dame team, which now that number's going up and up, by the way, as far as a favorite for the Irish.
Well, again, that's a big blow. But, you know, again, we got to see Georgia Tech. Here's the thing, and I will mention this about Notre Dame. The game they lost against Northern Illinois
ran it down their throat.
190 yards. Georgia Tech
can do that.
Run the ball.
Right.
Make them stop the run. That's the one game they've lost this year. And, again, you want to feel like they've tightened that up. I got to test it. All right, we're coming back. Picks are coming up. I'm 10-8. Orange 10-8. Mike's 9-9. Chris Turtleback at the studios 9-9. We will give you our picks headed towards the weekend against the spread next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is time for the picks of the week. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We gave you the records. I'm 10-8. Big O is 10-8. Mike is 9-9. Chris is 9-9. We will start with Chris. And I'm assuming Big O sent the picks, right? Chris, we're good?
Oh, yeah. He's got to defend his first place territory, baby.
All right. Fair
enough.
We
were ragging him because just 2 weeks ago, he was deader than a dodo, man, at the bottom of the pile. And much like the Bible, Carl, the last shall be first.
We pick against the spread. We pick over unders and overs. However you want to do it, we give you three games, guys, whether it's pro or college. This is how we do it, and we said this. To start, the first few weeks were tough. Handicapping these games simply because of what we didn't know about a lot of these college football teams. But
it's kind of like the radio station as a whole. Steakhouse, certainly Andy Randy. You know, it was a grind, everything you just laid out, with all these, especially on the college side, you know, and not knowing where it's going. The NFL has been so many high-impact marquee player injuries, and now we're kind of finding an equilibrium.
Let's see what Chris has got. I'll start there. You can give me O's picks and then yours, Chris, if you'd like, since O sent his in, and then we'll get to Mike and mine. What do you got?
All right. So Oren, in typical fashion, is taking a game that I don't think any of us was even on our radar. Maybe I'm wrong, but he's starting with the CW special, the BYU Fighting Tigers minus 10, or the Cats, rather, and they're taking on Oklahoma State. And they're minus
How dare 10. You, man? They're the Cougars, Chris. Yes. Please give them their props. They're an undefeated team from a Power 5 conference.
Yes, they are. And Oklahoma State 3-3. It is. It's ESPN late night. As a matter of fact, tonight, 10:15, that game is on. But, okay, he likes BYU to cover the – is it 9 or 10?
10? 10.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't like it. But he's in first place. What am I to say? He also likes the Chiefs plus 2 versus the 49ers. And then – how about this, gentlemen?
And by the way, we can give it to him at 1.5 because right now Chris is at 1.5, Chief. Okay. So we'll give him half a point.
All right, sounds good. He sent it to me at 2. Let's change that here, 1.5. And then finally, rise up. He's taking the Falcons minus 3 versus Seattle.
Right on. There it is. And by the way, Mike and I both took the Falcons last week. Mike convinced me that 6 was plenty.
We locked it in early in the week, but the line never moved. It stayed at 6. Again, we're just not a big brand with Vegas. We beat Seattle. We win, you know, we got on a 4-game win streak. All of a sudden, there'll be more money on the Falcons. The Sharps will finally figure us out.
I agree. All right, and more on the Falcons coming up in the Falcon Report, guys. Steve Coonan's on the way in about 15 minutes. We're giving you our official picks here. All right, so Big O, BYU, he likes the Falcons and he likes the Chiefs. Chris, what do you have?
All right, I was almost tempted to change when I found out the news that Anthony Richardson is likely coming back because Joe Flacco has frankly been playing like an MVP for the last couple of weeks for Indy, but looks like it's going to be Anthony Richardson. I still like the Colts, minus 3 versus Miami. Miami can't score. They are injury riddled and their season is down the tube. So give me Indy minus 3 at home versus the Dolphins. Guys, I love Jaden Daniels. I love what he's doing this season. I think they are every bit the minus 8 that they are versus Carolina. I know they were spunky last week against us, but I think Jaden Daniels puts on another show, and they easily cover that number. And then finally, are the Hurricanes legit? This is going to be a big test for them, probably their biggest of the season, given who it is. They're playing at Louisville, and they are minus 5. I think Cam Ward and company gets it done.
They've been living dangerously all year. And I know the jokes are out there, the memes are out there, because Virginia Tech beat them, Cal beat them, but the ACC said, no, you didn't, because they took some plays off the field, or at least didn't give them that Hail Mary. So, yes, maybe at Louisville, I've been there, Chris, you know, it's a tough place to play, but Chris is going with the Canes.
Yeah, man, listen, that game is going to be interesting to watch. If Miami's going to slip up, though, it's going to be this game,
yes.
Right? Don't you think?
Yes. They've been, like I said, they've been just getting there, but Cam Ward has been doing some silly stuff. But then he's able to just come over the top in the second half and just get totally dialed in.
All right. Mike Bell, what are you looking at this week?
Hey, man, the phrase that pays is over, over, over. I think we're going to get a lot of points in Texas and Georgia. 56.5, and I think it's going to go over, man. If you're going to get in a shootout, if you feel that the way to beat Texas is by throwing that ball and you don't really trust that offensive line. By the way, are they going to move Carson back in the pocket?
Maybe.
Is that going to be part of it?
Well, listen, you don't have a completely healthy offensive line. Mike, you got to find ways to make sure he can see down the field. Not only that, I mean, he's a big kid, but I just think you've got to create more opportunities for him to be able to deliver the ball down the field.
And by the way, the money line, the betting line, it was 4.5. It got up to 5.5 at one point in a couple of books, trending back down to 4.5. So more money now coming towards Georgia. It's bringing the number down a little bit. But again, I'm going to take that over at 56.5 for Saturday night. Pollock, by the way, David Pollock's going to join us at 5:20 for our strong arm story. Also, with an over, I'm going to go with the Falcons and Seattle.
All right.
It's at 51.
Yes, it is.
Neither team can stop the run, and neither team really gets after the quarterback, although Seattle's a little bit better than us. I think this game's going to be about 28-24. I didn't bet the actual point spread because I don't know. I can see a coup field goal to win it by 3, and that's a push. I'm not betting that. So I got the over on 51. And then back to college, LSU minus 2.5. Looks like C.J. Daniels is coming back to play wide receiver for the Tigers.
Okay.
And I know that they got a strong defense at home, but again, only 2.5 against Arkansas to win the boot. I'm going to go with the Go Tigers to take that, cover that 2.5.
I like those picks. I really do. I'll start in the NFL, guys. I'm going to believe that the Vikings are for real. They're at home, and they handle the Lions. Emotional week for the Lions. No Aiden Hutchinson. Everybody's concerned and worried about, you know, yeah, he'll be back, but they're just not the same team defensively, and that means they're not going to be able to create that pressure up front. When you have dudes up front that can get it done one-on-one, Mike, I can play a lot of man-to-man. Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator for the Lions, loves to do that because he's got a dude. Now he doesn't. I think Sam Darnold shows everybody. It's only 1.5. Give me the Vikings to cover
about the front.
That.
If your down lineman can't do what you want to do, it changes everything in the back.
Everything. So I like the Vikings at home in this spot. Just with the Lions coming off the beatdown of the Cowboys.
fan behind you shaking his head. You know what, man? That's anti-Sam Darnold. That's just anti-Sam Darnold vibe right there.
Well, listen, if you don't believe the 5-0, this is why this is a big spot for them. I think there are a lot of people around the country like, all right, what's going on? And the Vikings defense is legit, all right? Yeah. 1.5 to cover there.
At home in Minnesota.
Absolutely. Now, I picked them earlier in the week. It's 16.5. When I picked them, Chris, it was 16. When I jumped on this game Monday, it was 15. And I'm talking about Army. They're undefeated. Do not laugh. They are a good football team. It would not surprise me, Mike, if they win by more this weekend. But I am taking Army at home
against the hapless
East Carolina. Yeah, East Carolina's 3-3 on the season. They've been up and down. It is now 16.5. But, Chris, you know this. I when I said let's take it, I'm going to take the game.
You locked it in.
So, but Army has covered every game this season. So, last but not least, I keep looking at this, Mike, and I'm like, you know, it's hard. I can't pick against the dogs, right? I can't pick against the dogs. But I tell you who I can pick against. Mike Bell, I'm sorry. I'm taking Duke against Florida State.
Yeah, that's a good easy money.
Sorry, Mike. I know this one hurts.
It hurts.
But Duke at home against Florida State.
Is it two? Two and a half.
It's three. Yeah, three now,
okay.
I believe. It's two and a half.
You win by a touchdown.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Didn't Florida State have a bye week?
Yeah.
Why do you say it so confidently?
Yeah, because so what? Norvell,
he got a bye week to prepare.
And he didn't get any smarter in those 7 days.
They're not going to do anything better?
No. This team is lost, brother.
Who's playing quarterback?
It is Beck. It's Brock.
DJU is done. He's done.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got the pinky injury.
But he's done.
Yes.
Give me Duke to cover against Florida State. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, it hurts. It hurts. Dun, dun, now, I will say this. Brock Glenn gave him a spark against Clemson. He, unlike Uiagalelei, he got the ball out and on schedule.
He did.
But it's a road game, and Florida State's just hapless, man.
Okay, look, and I'm picking this not to poke the bear.
I would totally, again, I would totally bet this, but you can't bet against the school you got kicked out of.
You can't.
That's rules. Rules of our segment.
I am going to go do – I just think if there's a spot that they can get
tonight,
right.
Tonight, Friday night.
They got to get right. If they're going to do something.
You realize they're 1-5.
And Duke is 5-1.
I don't think we're bringing the horse to this one.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Real quick,
all right, guys.
Before we get out of here, Oren just – I'm going to air some dirty laundry here.
Oh,
Oren just texted into the group chat, me and my picks – have risen with 8 exclamation points. I think Oren is listening, watching, and judging. About 6 margaritas deep right now.
All right. Well, go play with your kid. You tell him to drive you back to the package store. He'll work the steering wheel. You work the pedals.
Oh, I see this now. Yes, I see. Big O is listening.
Oh, he's chirping now. Okay.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's got jokes now. He's on top.
And by
the air is pretty thin up there, kid. You better watch yourself.
Well, and you know what else? It doesn't surprise me, Mike. Jerome just hit us up. You know Jerome from
The Alabama fan.
Yes.
Neither one of us took that game.
No.
I think Tennessee's going to win it.
Well, Jerome just hit us up. He said, you guys ain't on us this weekend?
No.
No. No.
You could barely handle the Cox in Tuscaloosa.
What'd you say?
What? How are you going to handle the Vols up there in Knoxville?
I totally agree with you. All right, we're coming back, guys. Steve Kuhnin, Hawk CEO, joins us next. It is Dukes and Bell. It's time to talk with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. And I want to start with this news, Steve, before we get into any specifics and start talking about the dogs, about the FanDuel Sports Network that's going to televise 79 of the Hawks games this season. And this news, explain to our listeners what this means, if it means anything different as the Hawks get ready for opening night.
Unfortunately for Mike, it doesn't mean gambling's legal in Georgia.
Womp womp.
Would be nice, wouldn't it? Wouldn't make sense to maybe name the TV network if it was, but
right.
FanDuel Sports has made a deal with Diamond, who is the owner of 16 regional sports networks, to replace Bally's, which Bally's also was a sports betting company. And we're excited to have FanDuel as our partner on the sixth man, as we discussed last week on our award-winning broadcast. And now FanDuel will be the name of our TV network, FanDuel Sports Southeast, where you'll be able to find the Atlanta Hawks and the Atlanta Braves.
It was interesting to see how the previous incarnation, this is the one that survives, how marketable Atlanta is, huh?
Yeah. Atlanta, you know, we got great fans here. And let's be thankful to everyone who's listening. You know, people love sports in this market, and what a sports weekend we're getting ready to have here. Sports week we're getting ready to have here.
Before we get to, I got to get some side action between you and Dukes here, between this this Texas Georgia.
Are you trying to start something?
Alumni. I think we need to sweeten the pot on this. We'll get to that in a second. Speaking of a sweetener.
Steve's got more money.
Please. Oh, please. You're syndicated, pal. You're nation. As ZZ Top would say, you're nationwide.
Steve's loaded.
Hey, Steve, great to see Zach Risache looking great in preseason. Jalen Johnson, Risache, Kobe Bufkin, Trey. Now, again, I know it's only preseason, so take it with a grain of salt, but it's cool to see the kid just kind of getting into whatever we're trying to do here in pre.
Yeah, I mean, Quinn's program, you know, coming together year two. And you see the length of Zachary, and you see the incredible physical prowess of Mr. Johnson as Jalen, you know, now is in his fourth year, 6'9", 240 pounds, and was 7 for 8 the other night, was just a monster. And I'm really, really excited for the season. Don't forget, we tip off Wednesday night against the Brooklyn Nets. There are a few tickets left. Please, please come join us. Are you guys going to be down for the game? Are y'all broadcasting early?
We will be there Friday, I know. Mike's
oh, good.
Out, but we will be there Friday for the game. I think it is – it's a second home game, I believe,
yes,
for sure.
It is.
But
against
yes, but
Charlotte.
Correct. But opening night, Wednesday night, it's always fun, man. And as Steve said, go check out, go get the tickets.
Right.
Listen,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So real quick about Jalen Johnson, I'm going to give you a bold prediction. I think he'll be an all-star. I really do. And not that, you know, everybody doesn't know about his ability. Mike and I have been saying this, Steve, and, you know, health is going to be key, right? Everybody's got to stay healthy. But I think this might be one of those years where the NBA is talking about who is this Jalen Johnson guy in Atlanta. If for those who are not familiar with his story, obviously he went to Duke for 1 year, but he's got all the ability, man. To your point, and I know it's preseason, but – if he put in the work we think he did in the offseason, which he says, you know, everybody I talk to says he did, it could be one of those seasons.
Oh, I agree with you. He did put in the work. And last year he had two long injury periods. One, he got nasty fouled and broke his wrist. And if you're a basketball player, your wrist is a key piece. And the other was he came down on somebody's, you know, foot and really did damage to his ankle. So he's back. He's healthy. And I think he's going to have a really, really, really big year, and we're excited to be, you know, part of that.
It is the Hawks CEO guy, Steve Kuhnin. We're live at Twin Peaks up in Kennesaw, and he's are you at Stately Kuhnin Manor or at your colossal office?
15,000 square feet, Mike.
Yeah. There's a waterfall.
Really
a
nice.
Carving guys. Station.
Really nice. I have a home carving station.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. I heard you get rapping on speed dial.
There you go. I don't think I've ever had him here, but so let's not confirm or deny a home carving station.
All right, man.
Carving is right. French for sitting in front of the TV watching sports, then yes, I do.
Right on. I know a lot of folks heading out to Austin. We saw some of the photos in the airport already at Hartsfield-Jackson, and they've hit Austin hard. All right, man, what does your gut tell you about this game? Because the Alabama game, they got into a shooting match, and it didn't work out. They were able to come back and get the window. I have to remind you how that played out with Carson Beck. Do you trust him? Because it looks like Georgia wants to throw it again against a secondary that maybe hasn't been tested against an offense like this on Saturday night.
I think you're right on. I mean, to me, Texas hasn't played anybody the caliber of Georgia. You know, they went against Oklahoma, one of their arch rivals, who had a freshman quarterback who I don't know if he's completed a dozen passes this season. He was second team to their first team, got pulled against Tennessee. I think Georgia, you know, they say everything's bigger in Texas. Well, I think Texas is going to have a big problem there, Mr. Dukes.
Yeah,
I think Texas has never seen a team like Georgia. We rise to the occasion. We play sometimes to our opponent's level, and I'm hoping we rise to the level of Texas, who's been very good. Let's not forget they were a semifinalist in last year's championship. And I think this is one of the key games of the season, because whoever wins this game should be well positioned to definitely be in the playoffs. So it's a big game.
Steve,
and, you know, look.
We had Barbara Dooley on yesterday, Thursday, and she was saying, you know, the mistake, she's not making excuses, but she says, I think we might have been looking ahead to the Texas game because everybody knows how big it is. I agree with you on this. Listen, pressure's on Texas. Georgia set the standard right now in college football. Texas, we haven't done anything, all right? So at the end of the day, you got to go beat to be the man.
You got to beat the man.
And that's what this game is about. For so many Texas fans, it's like, oh, well, we want to be back on top. We want to be, you know, competing for national championships. Okay, so this is a test game. I mean, this is a big test and one of those games that you have to win. But I think Georgia plays well. I'm with you. I don't think this is a blowout by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no. I mean, I could see a blowout, but I don't think it would be good for Texas. I could see, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, I make a suggestion that will also benefit me. I think Carl being Texas, you being Georgia, you give us, I mean, Carl, and he brings me, some courtside seats
now.
A sweetener. And what's your return? You got to put something up, too.
How about we trade jobs for the day?
Oh, I like that.
I'll replace Carl on the radio, and he replaces me as CEO of the Hawks.
I like that. Now, can Carl call Nike and get those MLK jerseys made permanent?
I will make the call.
He can run amok. He can do whatever the heck he pleases.
Oh, you know what? I love that. I'd be like,
that's a hell of an idea.
Oh, I love it. I'd be like, Ann, bring me something, Ann. Ann is Steve's assistant. I would be such a jerk.
She
in
does
the building.
That for you now. What are you talking about?
This is true. She does. I would be such a jerk in the building. Nobody would want me back. They'd be like, who is this guy taking Steve Kuhn's place today?
Hawks CEO Carl Dukes.
Remember, I said for a day.
No.
For a day.
I mean, I've already thought about the imaging.
I need to see Quinn in my office now.
Yeah, good luck.
We're going to straighten you out. We're going to straighten this defense. Meanwhile,
let Trey know there's new seating on the charter. I'm going to lay this out. I mean, I'd go crazy.
And when I have your job, I'm going to create more than 7 dirty words you can't say on radio.
And by the way, think of the imaging, Carl and Steve. We could have, coming up at 2 to 7, it's Steve and the Goy.
There you go. Every half hour, we'll see Havon Nagila.
I love it. It's Steve Kuhnin, Hawks CEO. All right, before we let you go, listen, Falcons on a roll. And again, Steve said it, opening night next Wednesday. By the way, you can hear all the games right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I got to give a big shout-out to my Bally's Now FanDuel Sports Network Southeast team, Bob, Dominique, Tabitha's back.
Hey, thanks, Carl. Right back at you.
Thank you, Bob. Tabitha Turner's back after having a beautiful baby. Trevor and B.O., Brian Oliver, we're all back. So make sure you tune in when you can on the FanDuel Sports Network Southeast. What do you think about the Falcons this weekend?
I think this is going to be a tough game. I really do, because if I said to you, who is the leading passing team in the NFL, you would say?
Not Seattle.
Oh, we're on the radio.
Yeah, you would say not Seattle, right?
Yes, I would answer it, not Seattle.
I didn't know.
Good answer. Partner with you for a day.
What is this? No, on TV. We Steve, long show, 5 hours with the economy size. We covered this earlier, but we appreciate your enthusiasm for the question.
5 hours if I win?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, you got to put in a full day. That's 10. It's 10 hours.
Well, that I'm used to.
Yes.
5 hours with Mike. Holy. Oh, yeah. That would be for the loser.
Yeah, well.
We'll figure it out.
You know what? I'm already thinking about what suit I'm going to wear up there.
I like this idea. Yeah. We get courtside seats. And by the way, not courtside seats against the friggin' Hornets, too, okay? We want decent courtside seats, okay? But a courtside seat.
Skippy.
I'm just saying. Courtside seats versus Carl is king for a day.
Steve, can I get the car to come pick me up and all of that as well? I'm asking.
Sure. Sure you can. I'll send a car for you. You bet your ass I will.
Steve Coonan, enjoy, man. It's going to be a fun weekend. And next week, guys, Hawk season starts as we'll be amping our coverage up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.